Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
How's everybody doing today? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, our number here is 805-419-0008. You can text us or you can call us. And of course, we've got some giveaways for you today. I also want to remind you, if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, definitely check out our business mixers. We've got our virtual one happening September 10th. And I'm sorry, that is, September 10th. And our in-person mixer is happening October 10th. That is 5 to 8. And we would love you to be there. I would love to meet you, share your business. And again, if you are interested in being there and registering, call or text me at 805-419-0008. I hope that you have a great weekend and that you're starting your weekend and you've got lots of things to do. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is, weekends are a bit like rainbows. They look good from a distance, but disappear when you get up close to them. So make sure that you make your weekend really count. So with that, I am excited to bring our first guest on. And of course, that is Dr. Michael Greger. And of course, he is New York Times best-selling author of How Not to Die and How Not to Diet. And really, How Not to Age. This, I have his book in front of me, and I'm so intrigued by this. And I thought, what a perfect interview for the beginning of the year. So let's bring on Dr. Michael Greger. Are you there?
I am here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It is my pleasure. And a little bit, I'm so excited. I have to get you on. If we could get you on every quarter so we could keep up with what we're doing here, it would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I would be honored. Let's do it.
Let's do it. That is amazing. So first of all, let's start at the very beginning. How did you become interested in learning more about science? And who are you?
in terms of this book, it was really just to kind of cut through the noise and nonsense. You know, this aging book reminded me of my last book on weight loss. Both dieting and anti-aging are multi-billion-dollar industries. And with so much money in the mix, you know, anyone seeking even basic, practical advice in either arena, living longer or lighter, is faced with an inscrutable barrage of pills and potions. I mean, even I, as a physician with the luxury of wading, neck deep through the medical journals, it's been a challenge to tease out facts from farce. And look, if it took me 3 years to sift through all the science, I'm afraid the casual observer would just have no chance. But the good news is, it turns out we have tremendous power over our health, destiny, and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a healthy enough diet and lifestyle.
I love that. I love that. And you put it all into this amazing book. First, I want to share, where can my listeners get your book, just to start off with?
Well, they can get it at their local public library or anywhere books are sold. All proceeds I get from all my books are all donated directly to charity. I just want everyone to enjoy the longest, healthiest life.
I love that. I love that. Okay. And I know we briefly talked a little bit about your grandmother, correct? Wasn't that kind of your interest and something that provoked you to learn more?
That's how it all started. I was just a kid when the doctor sent my grandma home in a wheelchair basically to die. She was diagnosed with end-stage heart disease, already had too many bypass operations, confined to a wheelchair, crushing chest pain. Her life was over at age 65. But then she heard about this guy, Nathan Pritikin, one of our early lifestyle medicine pioneers. And, what happened next is actually detailed in Pritikin's biography. Talks about Frances Greger, my grandmother. Now they wheeled her in and she walked out, though she was given her medical death sentence at age 65, thanks to a healthy diet. She went on to live another 31 years on this earth till age 96 to continue to enjoy her 6 grandkids, including me. That's why I went into medicine, why I practiced lifestyle medicine, why I started the website nutritionfacts.org, why I wrote all my books, why all the proceeds I get are donated to charity. I just want to do for everyone's family what Pritikin did for my family.
Oh, you give me chills. I love that. I love that. So let's just start off at the beginning. What can we do to prepare to live longer?
Oh, well, you know, based on studies of identical twins, only about 25% of the difference in lifespan between people is determined by genetics. So for what to do over the majority of which we have some control, we can look to the blue zones, these areas of exceptional longevity around the world, where they all center their diets around whole plant food. So minimizing processed foods, meat, dairy, sugar, eggs, salt, while maximizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes like beans, split peas, chickpeas, lentils, nuts and seeds, mushrooms, herbs and spices, basically real food that grows out of the ground. Those are our healthiest choices.
I love that. Let me ask you, okay, so are you referring to that on Netflix, the twins, that they took both sides? I just watched that.
There's actually 2 Netflix documentaries. Late last year, there was a Blue Zones documentary featuring Dan Buettner and his remarkable work. But yes, just January 1st, You Are What You Eat, this new documentary.
I love that.
With an interdimensional twin study. Yeah. Very exciting. It was an honor to be a part of it.
That's awesome. So let me ask you a question, meat. Okay, I've given it up about 7 years ago because 2 cardiologists had said, don't ever eat meat again. They found a blockage in my heart. Do you agree with that?
In terms of lifespan, eating a burger appears to cut one's life as short as smoking 2 cigarettes. So if it didn't occur to us to light up before and after lunch, maybe we should choose the bean burrito instead. The problem is the saturated fat cholesterol, increasing our so-called LDL cholesterol, bad cholesterol, which is a leading risk factor for the number one killer of not just men, but also women in this country, heart disease.
That's incredible. So what about like the Impossible Burgers and all that? Are those a replacement or is that not good either?
Those are certainly better. So they tend to have less saturated fat, 0 cholesterol, actually have a little fiber. And you don't have to worry about, the antibiotics and the hormones and all the other problems that are accompany kind of conventional meat. But they are processed foods. They do have a lot of salt in them. And so you would expect, yes, your cholesterol to go down a little bit, but probably wouldn't help your blood pressure. Whereas moving to whole food sources of plant protein, like the beans, or lentil soup or hummus or something like that, then you really get the best of both worlds. You'd have the benefits of all the healthy plant foods, and without some of the kind of ultra processed products on the market. Although they're great kind of stepping stone foods. I mean, not everyone can go all, kale and quinoa overnight. So, having those same tastes and textures of our youth can help us transition. I just, I see these as stepping stone foods. I just don't want people to get, kind of stuck. The end game ideal is really these whole healthy plant foods from fields, not factories, these unprocessed plant foods.
Oh, I like that. From field, not factory. So that just says it all right there. So let me ask you, in your book, do you have recipes and do you have things that we can actually follow?
So I have, there is a cookbook coming out, the How Not to Age cookbook. It won't be out until December 2024, though. I do have 2 other cookbooks. It's funny that most of the recipes in the book are actually for kind of DIY skin creams and youth serums and kind of topical preparations, which can be made much cheaper than you can buy at the store.
Okay. So leading into that, we're in a very cold part of our world right now, climate-wise. Can we use a topical cream that's going to get into the skin that's going to make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the most critical topical skin cream ingredient for preventing visible signs of aging is sunscreen. About 90% of visible aging of the skin is due to sun exposure. And so by, you know, a daily application of sunscreen during the day is, what dermatologists agree the most important thing to do to reduce visible signs of skin aging.
And do you share what kind you use in your book?
Oh, yeah. So we don't want to use the chemical sunscreens, which mm-hmm. have not been generally recognized as safe by the FDA, require further testing. I recommend the two mineral sunscreens, titanium dioxide and zinc oxide.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So how can we prevent and slow down inflammation? I mean, that's a big marker of age-related disease, correct?
Absolutely. A single blood test for inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein can predict physical and cognitive performance as well as remaining lifespan among older individuals. So it plays a key role in the aging process, one of the 11 aging pathways I talk about in the book. Thankfully, excess inflammation can be extinguished through changes in diet. By decreasing our intake of pro-inflammatory food components like saturated fat and salt, and eating, going out of our way to eat foods shown to be anti-inflammatory, such as beans, berries, greens, tomato paste, oats and flax seeds, turmeric, ginger, garlic, cinnamon, and the most anti-inflammatory beverages are green tea and chamomile tea.
Okay. And you probably can't have enough, right?
You can't have too much.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, okay. And so what is the single most important component for anti-aging?
Well, certainly in terms of our, what's called the Global Burden of Disease Study, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the largest systemic analysis of risk factors in history, found the number one cause of death in these United States is the American diet, bumping tobacco to number two. Cigarettes now only kill about 500,000 Americans every year, whereas our diet kills many more. And so the five worst things they determined about our diets in terms of diminished life expectancy is one, not eating enough legumes like beans. Number two, not eating enough whole grains. Number three, not eating enough nuts. So three out of the top five things are things we're not getting enough of. And then number four, we're eating too much meat. Number five, drinking too much soda. Look, it doesn't matter what you eat on your birthdays, holidays, special occasions, but on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to center our diets around these whole natural foods.
Wow, I love this. I love it. And again, for anybody that is just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here, we're talking with Dr. Michael Greger, and we're talking about how not to age, the scientific approach to getting healthier as you get older. And so you talk about your top secrets for how not to age. What would you say your top three are?
Well, you know, goes in the book, talk about specific foods that can help reduce wrinkles and grow hair and shrink prostate and cool hot flashes, enhance vision, et cetera, et cetera. But the foundation is really overall diet and lifestyle. One need not make drastic changes. Even basic common sense behaviors can mean living a decade longer or shorter, which is not smoking, not being obese, regular exercise, more fruits and vegetables. And it's never too late. Never too late to stop smoking. Never too late to start moving. And never too late to start eating healthier. We really do have the power here.
I love that. I love that. You just gave the power to everybody that's listening. Let me ask you, you know, they say 10,000 steps. Is that, or is it anything that you can do to make a difference?
Yeah, anything to do. So even 4,000 steps is associated. Those who regularly get 4,000 steps a day have significantly lower all-cause mortality, meaning they live on average longer lives than those who don't. So with this, 10,000 is kind of arbitrary, a cutoff, and as little as 4,000 a day beats out people not getting any.
Okay, I love it. And let me ask you, you talk about beans. Can they be out of a can, or does that just shoot that thought right out?
No, absolutely.
You want them to be fresh. No.
Beans out of can, perfectly fine, with the exception of added salt. A lot of them add salt as a flavor enhancer. So you just want to get no salt added beans and perfect. Yeah, I mean, you can make your own. And you know, we have these, you know, electric pressure cookers these days. And so it's actually not that hard to make your own beans. But But certainly no salt beans out of a can are certainly much more convenient.
I love it. I love it. And my last thing, sugar and salt, not good, correct?
And we really should try to cut down on added sugar, cut down on added salt. What's nice with the salt is we can actually switch over from sodium salt, sodium chloride, to potassium salt, potassium chloride. And there are interventional trials showing that even people switching over to half and half sodium potassium salt have significantly lower risk of dying from heart disease. And so because high blood pressure is such a leading risk factor for vision loss and kidney failure, heart failure, for stroke, that's important to cut down either by moving to salt-free seasoning or to one of these salt substitutes like potassium chloride.
Okay, I love it. All right, I can't wait till our next interview. This has been incredible. And I, again, tell everybody where they can get your book. And I've got my book in front of me. And can we give away a couple books? Would that be possible?
I would love that. You can go to your local public library and get it, or any bookseller. It came in at number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list, so it should be everywhere.
Congratulations, and thank you so much for really helping so many people get healthier and as you get older. I love that. All right. Again, if you are interested in getting this book and maybe a gift here on the Kim Pagano Show, call in right now, 805-419-0008. And Dr. Greger, thank you so much for making our show The Brighter Side of Life.
Absolutely. Looking forward to coming back on.
You got it. All right. Take care. Thank you for all your great work.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good, good stuff. I am definitely interested in following that. Who doesn't want to live longer and really, instead of dieting and dying, living your best life? So we're going to take a really quick break. And again, if you are just tuning in, you can text us or call us at 805-419-0008. I'd love to hear from all of you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number 2, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number 3, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much. I know you have plenty of choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are tuned in here. We are grateful for that.
And if you are just tuning in with us, starting your day in a positive way, I'm so grateful that you are here. And I am really excited. You know, it's interesting. I have guests that have been just incredible guests, and now it's time to recirculate. When you've been doing radio as long as I have, most of these people are really just starting another book, starting another series. And I am really excited to bring John Miller on. And of course, he is the author of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question, Flipping the Switch, Outstanding 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. And of course, he is the co-author of Raising Accountable Kids. And so we are really excited to have you back and kind of just catch up and see what's going on. Also, you are the publisher of I Own It, right? And that is, that's a big deal, because if you've done something, just own it and walk away and own up to it, right? I mean, even as, you know, adults at this point. So anyways, I'm really excited. And for any of you that are just tuning in right now, again, you can always download my podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. So you can take us with you wherever you go. And please share us. Don't keep us a secret. So again, John, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Great to be back. Yes. You look as young as ever.
Thank you. Thank you. So do you. And talk to us a little bit about what's going on in your life and your professional life and where you're at.
Well, QBQ.com, QBQ Incorporated, is still all about one message: personal accountability. And what's funny and what I chuckle about is when I started this 30 years ago, I was told I couldn't go out and teach personal accountability because it wasn't a topic. You know, like customer service and leadership and sales skills and motivation and all that stuff. And I said, yeah, but I think personal accountability comes before everything else.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So 30 years ago, I started this business talking about personal accountability. And then back in 2008, our oldest of seven, we have seven kids. The oldest, Kristen, joined me, and she's been out speaking on personal accountability since 2008, 16 years or so. So we just keep humming along, teaching one message: no blame, no victim thinking, no whining, no entitlement, no complaining, just asking, what can I do to make a difference? And sometimes people say to me, and maybe you were going to ask this, John, what's going to be your next book? And I'll say, no next book coming. You know, I've got a little blurriness going on.
Okay. Yeah. That's your QBQ. There we go. Yep. Got it.
We're still selling QBQ and Flipping the Switch and Raising Accountable Kids. So I have no more books in me. I've said all I want to say, and we just keep marching forward with this message of no more blame. And boy, does the world need it today.
There's such a division in the world. And of course, I don't talk about politics or religion, but what does QBQ mean exactly to you? Sure. And why did you mean that?
Yeah, fine. For years, I was selling management and leadership training in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I did that for about a decade and got pretty good at it and sat in a lot of sessions with middle and senior managers. And I started hearing people ask questions. I thought, those questions aren't very productive. Like, when will that department do its job right? And why don't I ever get a break? And who dropped the ball? And when are we going to get more training? And why don't I get more coaching? And when are we going to find better people and all those things? And I thought, well,
there's like wow, right?
And a lot of wowing, pointing fingers at everybody else. And one day I just said to a group, how about we turn, you know, what can I do? Well, how about we turn a question around and ask, what can I do? Instead of, when will my boss talk to me? Or why can't we find good people? When am I going to get more training? Why not turn it around and ask, how can I be my best today? And what can I do to contribute? And so I started teaching that. And I called it the question behind the question, the question behind the question, Kim. And wow. About the second time I taught it, we shortened it to QBQ, and it just stuck 30 years ago.
So
back in 1998, I fortunately snagged the three-letter URL, QBQ.com, and those are all gone now. And we've been just teaching it ever since. And we just keep running around the country talking about accountability. It's all about getting rid of that blame game.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, really, at any age, you can learn that. And that's so important. Question, where are you located?
Denver, Colorado. Been here 27 years. The sun shines 300 days a year, Kim.
There you go. I like it. I like it. So let me ask you, so what is, how do you go about teaching personal accountability?
Sure. Well, one thing you have to do is dismiss or dispel the myths people have in their heads, myth, M-Y-T-H. People think accountability is something we do to others. Like with the Raising Accountable Kids book, when we first came out with it, some parents thought, oh, great, a book I can use to get my teenage daughter to speak to me respectfully and to get my Gen Z son off the couch and out into the workforce. And we always wondered what happened when they read page two. And in the book, my wife and I, Karen's her name, we said something very countercultural. We said, my child is a product of my parenting, period. So the point is, it's not about blaming the world and Uncle Joe and the family and his friends at school. It's about saying, what can I do to be a better parent? So the reason I mentioned that right now is one of the myths of accountability is we think we're going to do accountability to someone else. No, no, no. The Raising Accountable Kids book is for mom and dad. And that came from my workplace experience where a lot of managers would say, I'm going to hold my team accountable. Wait a minute, boss. How about you asking, what can I do to be a better coach today? How can I be a more effective leader? So the first myth of accountability is we think it's something we do to others. And the second myth is we think it's a team thing because we've been so raised on teams the past few decades in business. Teamwork, teamwork, teamwork. Wait a minute. What about the individual and the power of one? What can I do today to support the team? So accountability is not a team thing. It's not something I do to someone else. What is it? It's about me making better choices in the moment. And that's what QBQ shows people how to do. How we give them a practical three-step process for asking a better question. So instead of pointing fingers, we start looking in the mirror. And looking in the mirror is a good thing.
I love that. I love that. So do you have classes that people do or what? Talk to us about that.
Well, we do three things at QBQ Incorporated. We sell a lot of books because, again, you know, we've had that website since 98, so it's pretty organic. People find us easily. But also we license training to our clients and they go in-house with our material and they train their own people and we coach and guide them. And then we do a lot of, you know, professional speaking. We're out on the stage talking about personal accountability. So if any of your listeners are looking for a speaker for an event, just come to QBQ.com. What else can I say?
There you go. I love that. I love that. Okay. So what are we going to find? Like, let's kind of go through your books. What are we going to find in your, I guess, your QBQ? Like, I mean, are we going to have, is there actually a step-by-step of really looking, you know, it's funny. My husband and I did a leadership class and it's really about living your best life, being outstanding in what you do. And, you know, so many people want to be their best version of themselves, but right. they don't walk the walk and talk the talk, right?
Yep.
And so Absolutely. That's probably something that you teach, correct?
Well, The theme in all of our books is accountability, but we don't write the same books over and over. I was telling a group recently, they said, "You're going to write another book?" And I said, "No, I don't want to be that author who writes 12 books and they all sound alike."
Right, exactly. No. That's good.
12 books on leadership. I mean, how much can you say about leadership? So we've got, excuse me. We have QBQ, the original, the flagship product book, the one we've sold, you know, more than a million of now. I originally self-published it, but then Penguin Random House came along and wanted to buy it from us. So we said, okay.
Yeah.
And then we wrote the companion book to QBQ called Flipping the Switch. And what that does, that book takes the QBQ methodology for practicing accountability to another level. It helps us bring to life certain principles like trust and learning and ownership and creativity, stuff like that. We use the QBQ as a lever to bring to life other ideas. And then we have the book Standing.
Okay, hold on, back up 1 second. So Flip the Switch, talk to us about that. That sounds really interesting. So that's basically the same kind of method in the sense of not what you can do, what I can do. Is that the thing of the switch?
It's all about personal accountability. And the reason we find this book to be really exciting for our readers is now that they've gained the QBQ, they know how to build the better question, they know how to practice accountability. This is a way of taking the QBQ to the next level. And so if you want to be a learner, instead of asking, when am I going to get more training? Let's start asking, how can I develop myself? If you want to take ownership, instead of asking, why did they do that? Or who caused the problem? Let's ask, what can I do to own the problem? And then there's content in that book about service and creativity and trust. So there's like five core principles that QBQ brings to life. That's why we call it flipping the switch. When you ask those QBQs, you really can flip the switch and change your life.
I love that. Okay. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go on to the next one. And what is your next one?
Anytime. Outstanding is the next book, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. And I'm going to be honest with you, that is just 47 different ideas I've picked up by calling on organizations for almost 40 years now. Wow. Just, and I know this makes me sound old. I guess I am.
No,
I came out of Cornell University in 1980. I spent 5 years with a corporation. I moved around the country with my wife. My wife was 19 when I married her. We're still married 44 years.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Thank you.
And so we lived all over the country, but I didn't like what I was doing, sitting at a desk 8 to 5. One day a friend said, why don't you get into sales? I said, okay. And so I found this job career selling management training in 1986. I did that for almost 10 years. And that's where I sat in these organizations learning, oh, gee, a lot of us want to point fingers instead of saying, what can I do? But beyond the QBQ, which I discovered in those 10 years, I just saw a lot of things the best companies do, the best organizations. So we put them into a book and we called it Outstanding, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. Everything from managers and employees needing to be coachable to keeping the mission top of mind. You know, why do we exist? Making sure we always remember who pays our bills. The customer always pays our bills. So no speaking in a negative way about customers. Don't forget who runs your business. The customer runs your business. So there's just a lot of practical ideas in the book, Outstanding.
That's beautiful. And I love it. What a simple name, Outstanding. I mean, really, if you are always being outstanding, doing your best, and, you know, I do business coaching and it's a reflection. Sure. And you're reflecting, a lot of people in relationships say, well, I only acted that way because you acted that way. Okay. You know, right. I mean, right. So you have to be your own reflection of what you want in life. So
well, that's how marriages break down. He said, she said, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'm going to like kind of skirt over to a different thing. 47 years, you said that you've been married.
44.
Okay. And your wife is a part of all of this, correct?
Well, she doesn't do much. She's pretty lazy.
Okay. She's going to hear this, you know, so what's the secret?
Well, interesting you say that. Dave Ramsey, the finance guy who's had me on his show a few times, he loves QBQ because he knows you can't get out of debt without personal accountability. He always asks a similar question. I'm just going to compare, you know, the question Kim asked, the question Dave asks. you know, what is the secret, or what's the number one takeaway from QBQ for people? Well, the secret to a marriage, or the number one takeaway from QBQ, they're really the same. I can only change me. And I know right now some of your listeners and your viewers are thinking, well, that's not new. Right. But who have you been trying to fix? Come on. Yeah. Who have you been trying to fix? Who have you wanted to change? If only she would do this. If only he would do that. My life would be better. And what's amazing is people come into our sessions and they often sit there and they think, listening to personal accountability from John or my daughter, Kristen, and they go, yeah, my husband needs this. My wife needs this. My grown son needs this. My boss needs this. And around 20 minutes into a session, we'll ask, well, who have you been picturing other than you? And they'll start laughing because they've always been picturing somebody else they wish would change.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, the secret to a good marriage is for me to say, what can I do to serve Karen? And for Karen to ask, what can I do to serve John? And like good tennis players, we're just trying to outserve each other instead of saying, why don't you listen better? And when are you going to stop that annoying habit? And why are you always angry? I mean, these kind of questions don't build a relationship, do they, Kim?
Oh, I love that. I love that. I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, where you're, first of all, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And of course, my guest here is John G. Miller, several amazing books. And in fact, John, will you send me your books again? Because I would love to have you back and talk more about them. And I want to go through them. And you know, and I didn't even ask you this before. I don't know if we can we give a couple away?
Certainly.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I recommend we just give away. We give away either QBQ or Raising Accountable Kids, or
okay,
a couple of each, whatever you want.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to open up my phone lines at 805-419-0008. You can text me there and just put QBQ in there so I know that you are listening. And if they don't win, where do they find your book?
QBQ.com.
There you go. That's so
that's
easy.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty easy.
So let me ask you, what does it take for a person or an organization to be outstanding, and why is it critical?
Well, I think it's important because there's so much competition out there. I was just talking to someone the other day about restaurants. If you decide, Kim, to go out to lunch today, in America, you have 50 choices 100%. At least
yes.
to spend your money. And, you know, if you walk out of a restaurant and you go, man, I would go back, that is the number one compliment that that restaurant wants. So better be outstanding, meaning better go above and beyond, better do things that are special for the customer. You better make sure you know who the customer is and why they're there and what you're supposed to do and what your role is and how you're supposed to serve them. And you come back to that restaurant because you get outstanding service. Right. Every one of us on this, listening to this broadcast, could come up with a bad or negative customer service story. And it's all because there was a moment where somebody really probably let us down, assuming our expectations aren't out
That's
of line.
Interesting. Yeah.
Somebody somewhere let us down in the service process. And all we said was, well, I'm not going back there. But if we do say, I want to do business with that company again, they probably met your needs or exceeded your needs. And you might go, yeah, they're outstanding. You know, it's funny when we were debating the title of that book, the publisher at first was a little leery of it because they thought people would think outstanding meant people who haven't paid their bills, you know, like debts are outstanding.
Oh, never thought about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I said, no, if you want to stand out, you got to be outstanding. So here's 47 things your organization can do to be the very best so the customer wants to do business with you, because we have so many choices.
I love it. That's the book I want right there. I tell okay. you. You know, it's interesting. We have been traveling and we went into a restaurant and, you know, the reviews looked really good and everything. We went in there. There was nobody in the restaurant. And it was almost, there was people in the bar. It was kind of like that in-between time. But it was like an inconvenience for the waitress to serve us. And I just was like, God, that was not a good positive experience.
Right.
And so I went and I talked to the manager, because as a business owner, I would want to know. And he was like, I'm so sorry. You know, they wouldn't even change our table. They said it just was totally negative. And And it is interesting that can make a big difference in anything you do. Somebody right. that brings sunshine to your table, or somebody is like, what do you want? Why are you here bothering me? You know, and that was the feeling that we got. And, you know, and we would probably never go back there again.
Yeah.
I know. So
it really is, if you have another minute, the little things. As a speaker, I'm always amazed when speakers get an inquiry and don't get back to their prospect. Way back in 1997, when I was really just getting my speaking career going, and I came out of a meeting and I had a voicemail from a prospect who might want to hire me. And I called her right back and she said, wow, the other two speakers I left messages for yesterday, they haven't even gotten back to me. So my point of mentioning that is, in our company, we've got a reputation for responding quickly. And I will never understand vendors who do not respond quickly. Customers are too hard to find for us not to get back to them immediately. So if you're running a business, if you do nothing else, improve your response rate if you think that's something that you need.
Your follow-up, absolutely. So
how quickly.
Yeah, quickly. Urgency yes. is really like—
They want to give you money, let them do that.
Exactly, I love that. So let me ask you, John, if there could be one idea that is in all of your books, your contents, what would you hope that our listeners would hear?
That's a great question. Yet I need to come right back to something we've discussed. I can only change me. Instead of complaining about the boss, the organization, the company culture, my spouse, my kids, just look in the mirror, say, what can I do today to be outstanding? How can I improve myself? It is amazing what happens to relationships, as well as our energy, when we focus on ourselves, because there we have control. If I'm trying to change Kim, I'm wasting a lot of energy. If I'm trying to change John, I'm good to go.
Love it. And that just says it all. We can only change ourselves, right? Yeah. So I love that. I know that you talked about Dave Ramsey, and yeah. I follow him and I love his thoughts and all that. Talk to us about, he recommends your books and your stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that for a second. We have like a couple minutes left.
Okay. Years ago, he was in the Memphis airport. This is the story he tells. And he picked up my book off the bookshelf in a bookstore, and he read it. And it's a quick read. He read about half of it. He felt so guilty. He'd read half the book, liked it, and didn't pay for it. So he went to the counter and bought the book. Next thing I know, I'm getting a phone call from an intern to put me on their show. And I had to say, who's Dave Ramsey? You know, I mean, this was, you know, before he was so big. And so he put me on the show, and he had me on the show several times. Well, 13 to be exact, but who's counting, Kim? Who's counting, right?
Wow, I like it.
Then he had the Fox Business TV show for a while, and I was on that twice. And the reason was, he just found the QBQ message to be timely, timeless, and practical. You cannot manage your money until you take ownership for your money. I once said to Dave, what is the secret to managing your money? He said, you need to bother to bother. Bother to bother, meaning you need to take the time to be concerned, interested, and worried, if you want to use that word, about your finances. Because people who don't bother to bother, that's how they slip into debt, and they wonder, how did I get here? So that's how the relationship with Dave started.
I love it. John, this has been so much fun, and I would love to have you back. I'm so glad that you had time to talk with me and be a part of this, the brighter side of life and business, and so many amazing things here. So again, thank you. Please share our show with everyone, and I'll have you back again. I would love to.
All right, Kim.
And
thank you.
How do my listeners find your book really quick?
QBQ.com. That's it.
Okay, great.
And of course, you know, it's all on Amazon too.
Okay, there you go. John, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Good stuff. I love all those different values that John was talking about. And of course, we're going to go into our last guest, Anna Jennifer Dom. She's the head of consumer communications, which is Chime, and where she oversees brand building and integrated marketing communication. And let's hear from her. Jennifer, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on my radio show, The Kim Pagano Show, of course, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And Jennifer Dom, Head of Consumer Communications. And can you give us a little bit really about, I'm kind of interested in this, of the history of the two-week pay cycle. I know things have changed again, and that might be, is that better for employees or better for, you know, the owners? Talk to us, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. As we head into Labor Day weekend, we thought this was a perfect time to think about a question that American workers probably don't ask themselves too often, but they think they should. Why am I waiting 2 weeks to get paid? I work every day, but then I wait for it. And it's really because of this two-week pay cycle that's kind of a relic in this country. It started before World War II. It was a part of the New Deal in 1938. And back then, payroll processing had to be done manually. So a biweekly paycheck really provided a decent balance between workers' financial needs and the time the company needed to manually process payroll, cut checks, deliver them. So that system sort of worked for the times, but it's been more than 80 years since that was rolled out. And, you know, nearly every part of society has innovated in massive ways since then, with technology and convenience and on-demand, our words we hear all the time. And consumers are really first in so many other ways, but really not in this one. And so this outdated process doesn't really match how we live our lives anymore.
That's crazy. I mean, you never would really think about it in that level. And it's funny because, you know, I've talked to several payroll companies, and there is a benefit for getting or paying every 2 weeks as opposed to paying every week. But you think that you could Zelle, you can Venmo, you can transfer money, and it's like within minutes, right? So it very much makes sense. So what do you see the biggest problem of biweekly pay cycles?
Yeah, I think we all know that feeling of waiting for payday. And 7 out of 10 Americans are stuck waiting 2 weeks or more to get paid. And during that wait, 59% of Americans say they feel, quote unquote, pay paralysis. It's like this wave of anxiety and fear between your pay cycle. And the average American is losing 5 nights a month of sleep due to thinking about money. So we can't maybe change the system overnight, and we can't change what our employer is doing, but how can we take some control back for ourselves? And because this system's kind of coming at a cost to hardworking Americans. You know, if something comes up between paydays that you need to take care of, or an interesting opportunity you want to take advantage of, you've earned that money, you want to access it, but payday's still days away. So what happens is you miss it, you have to delay it, or maybe you're stuck paying overdraft fees, relying on credit cards, payday loans. That can really get you in trouble and kind of stalls your financial progress. So really think there's a better way.
So what are you suggesting? Are there, you know, I mean, for employees weekly or even daily, how do we move to that point?
Yeah, exactly. And so we don't think it's going to happen overnight where employers are going to change this. As you mentioned, there's a lot of reasons for it, and it's connected to a lot of other systems. But more than $340 billion is trapped in the two-week pay cycle every 2 weeks. And in California alone, it's $48.6 billion every 2 weeks. And so until a change is made, consumers need better options and something they can do for themselves individually. So that's why at Chime, we're really saying the wait for payday is over. We're launching MyPay. This new product offers up to $500 before payday with no interest, no credit check, and no mandatory fees. We really want people to feel in control and kind of tackle whatever life throws their way between pay periods.
And talk to us about the Chime. How long has that been around?
Chime's been around for 12 years, actually. This month we celebrated our 12-year anniversary. We're a financial technology company based in San Francisco. And we really are built to solve the financial needs of everyday people who really have not been well served by banks. You know, we really created a new approach to banking that's not reliant on fees and kind of disrupting the status quo in the industry. We've got more than 5 million five-star reviews, and we really want members to reach their goals with easy to use free products that are super accessible.
So is this more of a payroll company? Is that basically what Chime does?
Chime's a mobile banking app. So we partner with national banks to offer fee-free financial products. So we have great fee-free checking account. We have a high interest savings. Actually, with our fee-free checking, you can, we have an overdraft feature of up to $200 in fee-free overdraft. We have a lot of great features. So we really are a payments and mobile banking app that you can use anywhere in the country.
Wow, very cool. And so, okay, so if somebody is waiting for their paycheck and, you know, they have some problem or they have some not even, let's look at the brighter side, they want to make this huge purchase and they need that money right now. They've already worked for it, correct? So they know that they have money coming. They go to Chime, they take the money out, and then when they get their paycheck, it goes back in, correct?
Yeah, you make a great point. This is for like maybe something unexpected that comes up that you just want to take care of. Your AC broke and you're like, shoot, I want to take care of this. I know I have money coming in for it. I can't budget it in this current paycheck, but I can in the next one. But it could be something really fun that comes up. A friend comes in out of town unexpectedly, asks to meet up for dinner. You really didn't have it budgeted this week, but you can cover it with, you know, the next paycheck. So you don't have to make trade-offs. You can just access your pay when you need it. And the way we're able to do that is we have more than 7 million members that are using Chime each month. And if you're a direct depositor with Chime, we know your next paycheck is coming in. So whether you're direct depositing through an employer or even employee government benefits that are coming in, we know how much is coming in. And our members say, I want access to that money sooner. So that's why we came up with MyPay. And so we're helping them access up to $500 between those pay periods. So you select how much you'd like to access, and it's deposited in your checking account within 24 hours for free. You do need it really immediately. For instantly, it's just $2. And then when your next paycheck comes, it's repaid. So it's super simple.
And is this a credit card also? You also have credit?
We have a credit builder card, which is a secured credit card that helps you build credit safely. So that's something that Chime offers as well. So we have a lot of different products and features for a bunch of different needs that people may have for financial needs.
I love it. And again, I just pulled you guys up. So online banking, manage money, and you can also learn how to save, correct?
Yeah, we have, I think it's over 250 or maybe it's more really great kind of how-to guides and financial education to really get yourself up to speed, get a little smarter. We even have a great partnership with a company called Zogo where you can actually download the Chime app, the Zogo app through Chime using code CHIME. And there's a ton of lessons that you can take. You can earn rewards. Like, we want people to feel as smart and financially savvy as they possibly can, but sometimes it can feel a little boring. So this is a fun way to kind of gamify that. So we're really invested in helping people feel like they can stay in control of their finances and kind of work towards unlocking financial progress in their lives.
I love it. And Jennifer, one last question. So if somebody needs to get their money out, what's the time limit on something like that?
If you have MyPay, if you decided to opt into MyPay, you determine how much you can access in between those pay periods. You select how much that you want. And if you're looking for that money immediately, it's a flat $2 fee. Otherwise, that money is deposited within your checking account within 24 hours.
Oh, very good to know. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for this info. I'm going to definitely look this up. It sounds pretty incredible. Jennifer Dohm, Head of Consumer Communications. And of course, we are talking about Chime. And how do our listeners find out more about it?
Chime.com/MyPay will take you right to information about this new MyPay product. But you can browse the rest of the website, see if our other great products and features are a good fit for you. And we actually hope to see folks out on the road this Labor Day weekend. We are going on tour to kind of celebrate this wait for payday being over. I mentioned the billions of dollars that's locked up in the pay cycle. We're actually hauling a vault the size of a semi-truck that's going to make you do a double take to really represent this amount of money that's locked up in the pay cycle, get people to really think about it. And we're actually also giving away $500,000 total as a part of this campaign. So if you want to check us out on the road, more information on Chime.com about that as well.
You got it. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing it here on my show. Thank you.
Really good stuff. I hope that you all enjoyed it. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur, please, we'd love to have you at either our virtual or our in-person mixers. And if you are interested, just text us at 805-419-0008. And if you are interested in one of John Miller's books, the QBQ, definitely put in there that you want to win one of the books. And again, that number is 805-419-0008. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. And today's is change your way of thinking. Use your energy to accomplish more productive things. The choice is yours, and it can be made today. With that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.